Our thoughts control our environment. Our thoughts control our environment. We want to take responsibility of telling other people that they control the environment by cutting down the trees. They control the environment by putting gases into the heavens, into the environment, by burning forests, by doing all sorts of things. We like to think that other people control our environment by how they live and how they act and how they do, and we have nothing to do with it whatsoever. Well, far be that from the truth. We control every bit of our environment, every bit of the air around us, every bit of the sky over our head, every bit of our life. We control every bit of it. Now, are we willing to take responsibility for controlling every bit of it? Are we willing to take responsibility for controlling our lives and our world and our everyday affairs? We can, if we wish. We do it whether we want to or not. We can say, oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling. Everything's going my way. The skies are bright, big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas. These are all songs that we have sung over the years. Stars are bright all of the night, deep in the heart of Texas. Well, they're bright everywhere. They're marvelous everywhere. We have the ability within us to proclaim how marvelous our world is, to proclaim how marvelous all of life is, to proclaim how wonderful everything is in this universe of ours. We have the right to proclaim that if we wish. Now, do you wish to proclaim that? Do you wish to take charge of the world about you? Do you wish to call everything good and name it good and claim it good and experience it good? If you do, then that's the way it is. Now, you might say, well, we can't control the atmosphere, we can't control the weather, we can't control other nations burning their trees and other nations putting pollutants into the atmosphere. We can't control the fact that the North Pole and the South Pole, that the icebergs are all melting, and that soon the level of the ocean will be higher, and that all the beach towns will be underwater. We can't control them. Oh, we sure can. For one thing, we can stop talking about it. We can stop talking about it being bad and start saying, all is in divine order now. We can claim that all of the universe is in divine order now, because it is. It is. The divine pattern of all is taken care of. If certain things happen, then other things happen. Well, now, why do they happen? Why is our environment being polluted? Well, because of the way we live. Now, we have known it unpolluted for years and have enjoyed it and have lived with it unpolluted. Now, can it be unpolluted again? It's nature's natural quality to return to its original purity and integrity. It's nature's natural expectation to return all things to their original purity and integrity. Are you ready to be part of the defined pattern of setting all things in divine order? Are you ready to speak your word and say all is in divine order now? Are you ready to put that cause in motion for yourself and your world and my world and all the world that is? We put the other cause in motion. We look at illusions and we say that's the truth. Well, the illusions are constantly changing. And everything is returning to its original purity when we let it alone. When we let the land be natural and go back to its normal activity, when we let the forests return to their original purity and integrity, when we let the atmosphere itself returned to its original purity and integrity. The rains wash out the pollutants and put them down into the underneath the waters in the ocean, and they are of no effect, they are of no concern. All of nature takes care of itself. It is a pattern that nature goes through to take care of itself and to reveal itself and to return itself to its original purity and its original integrity. We can say that. We can cause it. We put the cause in motion. All is in divine order now. All is returned to its original purity and integrity. All is not returned to it. All is the original purity and integrity right now. All is that original self, that original beingness, that original ideal. All is that right now. All is that right now, and all is all that it ever will be right now. When we lay claim to the truth about ourselves, when we live in the positive affirmation of ourselves, we experience the positive expression of ourselves, because we put a new cause in motion in our thinking to think in a positive, wonderful, beneficial way for the environment, for the earth, for mankind, for all people having sufficient food to eat, all people having sufficient fresh water to enjoy and live in a healthy mind, spirit, mind, and body. All is divinely programmed that way. All is divinely planned that way. All is divinely designed that way. And though we may go off on a tangent sometimes with our thinking, with our illusions, with our attitude that it is not good, when we return, we find that it always was good and always will be good. It returns to its original purity and integrity. Now, this is up to us to claim, to name, to claim, to name, and claim. How do we do that? We say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. We say, I like me, I like me, I like me. We say, I like you, I like you, I like you. We say, we have a wonderful planet Earth to live on here. It is beautifully designed to service our needs as a human being. Our bodies are acclimated to the environment. They're acclimated to live in whatever we have for ourselves. And why not acclimate ourselves to live in perfection? Why not acclimate ourselves to live in our divine pattern? Why not acclimate ourselves to live in the truth about ourselves? All is in divine order now. All is in divine order now. Say that again and again and again. Proclaim that, name that, and live that in your life as I live that in my life, as millions and billions of people upon the face of the earth live it in their life. Yes, some people choose to live in the Mongolian countries, in the high mountains. They choose to live in the inhospitable lands, and they make the land hospitable. They make the land joyous. They make it wonderful. Now, they're working very hard to do that. And why they're doing that? It's just where they're born. It's where they're living. Now, do they have to live there? No. They can move into other countries. They can move into a world of peace and harmony. They can live and move into a world that is magnificent right now, if they choose to. They can do it in their mind. Mostly they are doing it in their mind right now. They're calling that inhospitable country hospitable to them. They make their house, they make their world, they make their life that way. People living in the jungle with very little of anything, living healthy minds, healthy bodies. And then along comes people who want to change the environment. They want to change the jungle. They want to change things. And when they're changing it, they're causing people to readjust. Now, if it were let alone, if it were let to its own behest, it would express the original purity and integrity that it is. It would live the original purity and integrity that it is. It would be the original purity and integrity that it is. Our thoughts control our environment. How do we want our environment? We want our environment to be pure and beautiful and wonderful. We want our environment to be whole and perfect. We want our environment to be ideal at all times. So let's call that forth. Let's call that forth out of the illusions of our mind and know that that is the truth about us, our original purity and integrity. We express that right now and every moment of our life. Enjoy that with me. Delight in that with me. Know that is true for you as it is for me. And live in your original purity and integrity now and forevermore. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.